Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. This is Pamela Clark. Kaden Behan, the regular host, cannot be here tonight. She had previous plans, so I'm filling in for her. I have a bit of a cold, so I hope everyone will bear with me throughout the show. For more information about New Heights, you can visit newheightseducation@yahoo.com or our website, newheightseducation.org. 419-786-0247 is our number, or you can call in throughout the show at 347-633-9225. Today's show is on safety and awareness tips for young adults, and I did want to talk a little bit about last week, though we had some technical problems. Hopefully that won't happen again. Our guests had a glitch with his phone, and then on top of that, we were notified by Blog Talk Radio that they had some issues with hackers that was causing problems with some of the shows. So hopefully today's show will be uneventful. Like I said, today's show is on safety and awareness tips for young adults. As young adults become more independent, it is important to share with your young adult or adolescent the responsibilities of being safe and aware and an adult world. This show will focus on tips for these young adults as to how they can better protect themselves as they continue to grow more independent and eventually go off on their own to college. Summer safety tips, these were taken from the Central Connecticut Health District. Now that prom season is upon us and summer vacation is just around the corner, young people will be on the roads, on the sidewalks, and at any number of recreational areas. As much as high school and college students look forward to their upcoming break, they need to be reminded of safety hazards and precautions specific to this time of the year. For the older students, summertime usually involves driving, whether to a summertime job or for entertainment. While no one plans to be in a crash, accidents do happen. In fact, traffic accidents are the leading cause of death for 16 to 18-year-olds in a 35-mile-per-hour crash. The forces are similar to those resulting from jumping head-first off a three-story building for the driver and the front seat passenger. Rear seat passengers can be thrown with that same force against the front seat, causing serious injury or even death to both passengers in the front and the back seats. That is why it is so important that all passengers in the motor vehicle buckle their seatbelt and use the restraint systems properly. Last year alone, nearly 5,000 16 to 18-year-olds were killed or seriously injured in accidents. Two-thirds of them were not wearing seatbelts. Another safety issue for teens, especially older ones, is that of alcohol. By itself or in combination with driving. Alcohol use is a confirmed problem for 3 million young people between the ages of 14 and 17. More than half of the nation's middle and high school students drink alcoholic beverages, and more than 40% of all 16 to 20-year-old deaths result from alcohol-related crashes. Alcohol can also lead to death when mixed with drugs and medications, and drinking large amounts of alcohol can cause alcohol poisoning, leading to coma and even death. It adversely affects self-control, judgment, every organ in your body and your mind, making schoolwork and jobs difficult to perform. Water safety is another concern for young people. during the warm weather. Swimming, boating, jet skiing, and water skiing are some of the activities associated with summer and pose special hazards to teens. The highest drowning rates within any age group are found among teens and young adults in the United States. Drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury or death among teens and is especially prevalent among males. When alcohol use is added to the picture, the combination of water activities and alcohol accounts for 25 to 50% of adolescent deaths from water recreation. Alcohol is a contributing factor in up to 50% of adolescent boy drowning. Some tips to keep in mind to reduce the risk of drowning are, number one, never use alcohol while swimming, boating, or engaging in other water recreational activities. Number two, think about how well you swim and how tired you are before entering the water. Number three, check the water temperature and avoid swimming or boating in high running or swiftly moving waters. Four, wear a life jacket, especially when boating. Number five, swim only at beaches that are monitored by a lifeguard. Never swim alone and stay close to the shore. Young adults and teens of all ages enjoy riding bicycles, skateboards, inline skates, and scooters. Every year, approximately 26,000 people are tested in hospital emergency departments for skateboard-related injuries, over 40,500 for scooter-related injuries, 100,000 for inline skating injuries, and over 550,000 for bicycle injuries. No matter which of these forms of transportation is used, the single best protective measure is the use of an approved and properly fitted helmet. Knee, elbow, and wrist pads are also effective in preventing broken bones. Wearing clothing that can be seen, obeying traffic rules, and making sure the equipment is in good condition can further reduce the risk of injury. Also, during the summer, many young people work in retail or just like to visit the shopping malls. With no school to worry about the next day, many will stay until closing time. And, of course, a trip to the ATM may be required before getting to the mall. When going out anywhere, especially at night, it is a good idea to practice the following safety measures. Number one, when leaving an ATM or store, do not display cash openly. Number two, park only in well-lighted areas near other vehicles. Close all windows, lock the doors, and keep all valuables out of sight. Avoid walking alone. Carry a purse close to your body and do not let it swing loosely. Walk with confidence, keeping an eye on the people in front and in back of you. Do not talk to strangers. Approach your vehicle with your keys in hand and try to avoid carrying too many packages. If followed, go immediately to an area with lights and people. Contact security or the police. Summer should be a time for fun and relaxation, especially for young people, by exercising caution and common sense. It could be a safe time. Okay, additionally, students heading to college in the fall may want to be aware of some safety advice in order to keep them safe and happy in this new dependent venture. Here are some tips. Staying safe. Staying safe while you're in college doesn't have to be complicated. These 15 tips can be done with minimal effort and can avoid lots of problems later. Number one, make sure the door to your residence hall is locked at all times. You wouldn't just leave the front door to your house open, would you? Number two, don't let anyone into your hall that you don't know. Not letting someone in doesn't make you look like a jerk. It makes you look like a good neighbor. And if the person is supposed to be in your hall, they'll be grateful for it. Number three, make sure your room door is locked at all times. Yes, this even means when you run down the hall to borrow a book or hop in the shower. Number four, be careful with your keys. Also, if you lose them, don't depend on your roommate to keep letting you in. Thinking that your keys will just pop up, pay the fine and get a new set. If you have a car, lock it. It seems so easy to remember, yet it's so easy to forget. If you have a car, check on it. Just because you haven't been using your car very much this semester doesn't mean someone else hasn't. Get a locking device for your laptop. This may be a physical lock or some kind of electronic tracking or locking device. Watch your stuff in the library. You may need to take a quick run to the vending machine to clear your mind. Just as someone happens to walk by and see your iPod and laptop unattended. Number nine, keep your windows locked. Don't be so focused on locking your door that you forget to check the windows too. Number 10, put emergency numbers in your cell phone. If your wallet is stolen, will you know what phone number to call to cancel your credit card? Put important phone numbers in your cell phone so that you could call the moment you notice something is missing. The last thing you want is someone crashing in on the money or cashing in on the money you've been budgeting for the rest of the semester. Excuse me. Use the campus escort service at night. You may feel embarrassed, but it's such a smart idea. And besides, who wouldn't want a free ride? Number 12, always go somewhere at night with a friend. Male or female, big or small, safe neighborhood or not, this is always a good idea. 13, always make sure someone knows where you are at all times. Heading to a club downtown, going out on a date. There's no need to spill all the intimate details, but do let someone, a friend or roommate or et cetera, know where you're going to be and what time to expect you back. 14, if you live off campus, call someone when you get home. You're studying for finals with a friend late one night at the library. Make a quick agreement that you'll call him or her when you get home later that evening. Number 15, know the phone number for campus security or campus safety. You will never know, you may never need it for yourself or for something you see from far away. Knowing the number off the top of your head or at least having it on your cell phone may be the most important thing to remember during an emergency. Especially with all the things in the news about all these shootings at colleges and so forth. This is becoming more and more important. You just never know when something's going to happen. And hopefully there won't be any shootings, but you never know. A website that we came across with some safety tips is collegelife.about.com. And then you can look under their health, wellness, or their safety tips. If you have some experiences that you'd like to share with our audience, I encourage you to call in and, you know, share it with other families, with children, especially if you have kids that are in college already or if your household has experienced something. You know, please call in and share that. Also, to go back a little bit to the driving tips, one of the things that we didn't discuss is texting and driving. And I've actually heard some kids say, well, I'm a better driver than the average, you know, person. And they really, some of them really think that. And they're still new drivers. And, you know, if you have a student that's like that or a child that's like that, you know, maybe if they're living in your house still, it might be a good idea to say, okay, you're not going to be able to use your phone at all when you're driving. Think of some way that they, you know, cannot use their phone for texting or even taking calls, because even though they think they may be a better driver, and maybe you even think they're a better driver than someone else, doesn't make it so. And they're still young, and they still haven't had the years of practice that an adult has had to drive. And as we know, some people that are adults that think they're good drivers aren't either. So we really need to be good role models about that. Again, if anyone has any other safety tips, please call in. Lines are open. Another reminder for if you're out in public going to a movie or late at night, we talked about having the keys in hand for to be able to get in the car easily. And, you know, sometimes keys can even be an aid if someone does try to attack you. I hold my keys in a very particular way. And also, it's a good idea to have to purchase a taser for your young adult, especially women. And those can be purchased for about $35. So I would suggest that also. Next week's show is going to be on some upcoming events that New Heights will be offering. And maybe we'll have a special guest. We're not quite sure yet. Also, just to let some people know about some upcoming events that are in the area. I know we talked about prom, and when people think of prom, they think of, you know, the public school kids attending the prom and so forth. But homeschoolers do have proms also. And I know that there's two proms this year for homeschoolers. One is a riverboat cruise that's up in Michigan by Detroit. And if you want more information about that, you can call us directly. And the other one is in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And it is part of the homeschool group over there. So if you want some information on that, please give us a call on that, too, at 419-786-0247. We don't have any calls, so and we've covered what we want to cover for today, so I know this is sort of unlike us to stop a show early, but we are going to go ahead and do so. Thank you all for joining us, and we hope you'll join us next week at 6 p.m. And we look forward to maybe receiving some phone calls. Thank you.
troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I